God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So if you have a child or a grandchild that's 3, 4, 5, for that matter, 13, 14, or 15, you probably know that they know how to ask and who to ask and probably when to ask for whatever it is they may need. If you think about people that are beggars, I'd have to say, in the best complexion of the word, that the children that I love, the children of my life, are quite honestly professional beggars. They make a profession of it. Well, in Mark chapter 10, we come face to face with not just a beggar, not just a man in need, but a man who was in many ways a professional beggar. Verse 46 of Mark chapter 10 says, "And they," meaning the Lord Jesus and his disciples, "came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." This is what he did. It's all he could do. Now, I need to tell you that this is in stark contrast to all the other characters we've met in Mark chapter 10. In verse 1, you meet the Pharisees, and they were not begging for anything. In fact, they thought they were better than everyone else. They didn't think they needed anything. They did not even need God's Messiah. And in the first two verses, the Bible says they came to him and asked him a question, and the Bible indicates that this question was really an excuse to tempt him or to test him. You know, there's a difference between asking for an answer and asking for an argument. And these men were clearly asking for an argument, not because they wished to learn something from the Lord Jesus. They didn't think they could learn anything. Then you get a little bit further in verse 17, you find a man who is described elsewhere as a rich young ruler. And he has a question for Jesus, which is, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Basically, he had everything anyone thinks they must have or do in order to make God owe them heaven. He was religious. He was a hard worker. He was a man of means and influence. And he asks Jesus, "Tell me what I must do to inherit eternal life, and I'll do it because I'm that kind of a person." Even the Lord's disciples in verse 35 and following, Jesus tells them time and again, or tries to, about the coming death, burial, and resurrection. And they were just totally out of sync. The second time in as many chapters, the Bible says there were disciples that were arguing about who was the most important and who would have the privileged place in the kingdom of heaven. So that is in stark contrast to this blind Bartimaeus. He was a man who knew he wasn't capable, knew he wasn't virtuous, knew he needed Jesus, and asked Jesus, and he was professional at this. The Bible says he sat by the highway side begging. Now, I want to tell you something. Jesus was physically in the presence of Bartimaeus, and what he did is best described as asking, or I would say praying. Now, can you imagine how much differently we would pray if the Lord were physically, not literally, because I think that's the case now, but physically in the room with you? I kind of tend to think we would be at once more reverent than we are, and also more plain. Just, "Lord, here's what I need. Lord, I need you." And then just tell him. And so that was the ethic of this man named Bartimaeus. Now, two pro tips I think you can learn from a professional beggar when it comes to prayer. Number one is the premise of prayer. This man is called blind Bartimaeus. He was blind. The Bible says he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth. Well, why did he hear? Because he couldn't see. In other words, he exercised the one sense that he had. Some people just have no sense at all. This man had no sight, but he could hear, and he made good on the sense that he had. He's called blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, which is kind of redundant. Timaeus was his father's name, and Bar, Timaeus, as you may well know, just means son of. So he was son of Timaeus, and Timaeus literally is filthy. So he was blind. He was the son of the filthy. These are kind of generic descriptions of him, quite frankly. But notice what he did. He asked for mercy. Now, everyone needs mercy, but most people don't know that. They think that they can earn God's favor. They deserve God's favor. They deserve God's ear. Friend, prayer is always under the premise of, "He is God, and I am needy." He acknowledged this. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He calls Jesus the son of David. He recognized, unlike the Pharisees and most of the other people that you find around Jesus, or at least many of them, that Jesus is the Messiah, the son of David. He is God's anointed one. He's God's prophesied one, God's sent one. He is the son of God. He is God the Son. And friend, you're never going to pray as you should until you have the proper premise. I'm blind. I'm unclean. I need mercy. And Jesus, on the other hand, is God's son, the son of David. So what a wonderful premise. And And this is something you can learn from a professional, this blind Bartimaeus. The second thing I think we can learn is the point. What is the point of the prayer? Well, when you're blind, you can't afford to be clever, to be vague, to be general. If you have a need, you just out with it. I'm nothing. You're God's son, God the son. I need help. Here it is. I do think it's interesting, at the risk of alliterating, this man was persistent. Everyone around him told him to be quiet when he was crying out for the Lord Jesus to come. And the Bible says he cried the more. And wonderfully, Jesus stood still, commanded that Bartimaeus be called. And they said to him, be of good comfort, arise. He, Jesus, calleth thee. And he came to Jesus. So what do we learn then about the point? Jesus asked him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Well, why was Jesus asking this? Wasn't his attention drawn to this man precisely because he'd asked for something? He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So why is Jesus asking, what do you want me to do unto thee? What shall I do for you? It's because everyone needs mercy. Jesus is simply asking him, what kind of mercy do you need? Be specific. Which, of course, he did. Verse 51, he says, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Well, that's obvious, isn't it? So only the blind receive their sight, and only those who ask receive their sight. And that's what this man did, and he followed Jesus. So the premise was, I'm needy. Jesus is God. The point of the prayer is specifically the kind of mercy for which Bartimaeus was asking. He was specific, and the Lord Jesus was merciful. So I live in a cluster of 20 other houses on Bill Rice Ranch. My house is among the first that you come to as you're driving up the ranch road on your way to the actual campground. And because of my proximity, I've had a number of people through the years who've just shown up at my door asking for help of some kind. Sometimes people basically asking for money or telling sad stories and saying they needed help and so on. Well, on one occasion, there was a needy person, a panhandler. I mean, if we're going to be real crass, to use the language of Mark, he was a beggar. And he came to my front door asking for things. Well, I pivoted on my heel. I walked back towards my kitchen, and I looked behind me, and there he was, matching me step for step. And he had the gall to say, as we're standing in my kitchen, hey, I'm thirsty. Can I have a glass of water? And before I could finish that question, he said, hey, I'm hungry. Do you have anything to eat? And before I could answer that question, he said, hey, I'm bored. Would you keep me occupied? You know what I did to that kid, that Beckham, that grandson? I gave him what he needed. Why? Because he may be a beggar, but that beggar is my grandson, and that makes all the difference. Friend, when I come to God, I am no better, no worse than any person seeking money on the street corner at Walmart that you've ever seen. The difference is I'm not a nameless stranger to God. I am a child of God, not by my merits, but by the merits of Christ. And so if you're going to learn how to pray, you need to learn from someone who knew something about need, who knew something about the station of the Lord Jesus, and knew something about asking. So two pro tips from a beggar who knew how to ask. The premise of prayer is the Lord's power and my need, and the point of prayer is making clear to myself, first of all, and then to the Lord, to the extent that I can, exactly what it is that I need in prayer.